Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. We're doing what appears to be an omnibus of charges against the former president, Mr. Trump, as he's a candidate for the presidency. And Andy, my reading of your columns and the Wall Street Journal these last months suggests that the special counsel, Jack Smith, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, put great weight on the case about Mar-a-Lago and classified documents. What is it going to look like if there is an indictment? Does the president surrender himself in court? Does he have to make promises? Does he give up his passport? What happens?
Presumably, John, the case would be brought in the District of Columbia. That is where, even though Mar-a-Lago is the place where the crime got committed, the grand jury was in Washington. So I would assume that since that's a friendly court to the Biden Justice Department, they will bring the case there because they do have venue to bring it there. And we would be talking about a charge at least of obstruction of the grand jury or lying to the grand jury or both. And in that connection, I would imagine what will happen is it's a nonviolent crime. It's not a violent kind of obstruction. So, of course, President Trump would get bail. But there may be, significant constitutional problems with the tension between the administration of a criminal case and the ability of someone to participate in our political process. We're already seeing that in New York, where the state judge has gagged Trump to a degree in terms of what he's allowed to say and what he's allowed to access in the way of the discovery involved in that case. I imagine that if there's a federal trial or a federal case, there will be those same issues. Trump will want to be able to speak openly about the case because it'll be a very important issue in the campaign, and the court will be concerned that he is, and the Justice Department will be concerned that he'd be poisoning the jury pool and using discovery in a criminal case not to prepare for his defense, but rather to agitate in the media. So that'll be on the table.
Would he be responsible for keeping the court informed where he is and how he's traveling and what he's doing? What happens when you're under indictment? This sounds like a serious crime, Andy.
Yes. When you're under indictment, the court assigns a pretrial services officer to a defendant. This is a federal case, so the Federal Bail Reform Act will apply. I presume that President Trump will get bail, but it may not be as easy as in New York State. There are few charges anymore where you can actually set bail. In federal court, bail gets set basically in every case. So there will be a bail hearing, I presume, because the Secret Service will cooperate with the FBI, they'll arrange a surrender rather than have the former president be arrested on the campaign trail or in Florida or some such. He'll be allowed to surrender as he did in the New York case. But there'll be bail conditions, and I imagine that he will have to keep his pretrial services officer informed of where he's going to be. He's a very public person, so that shouldn't be an issue, but it will be a condition of his bail, I'm sure.
That is?
Andy, Special Counsel Durham can tell us what D.C. juries can be like. People will ask, can Donald Trump request a change of venue from the District of Columbia?
Yes, he can request a change of venue. That's always something that's available to a defendant. It's a hard motion for Trump to make because, I guess the two things at issue are, just because what the Justice Department will say is just because a place is hostile to a person politically doesn't mean that that they'll convict him of a crime. And the other thing is, Trump is such a public person, the Justice Department will argue that he can't get a fair trial any place. So they might as well just go ahead and have the trial in Washington.
None of this has ever happened before in my reading of presidential history. It's very
correct.
Peculiar for him to campaign for the presidency while under indictment and with all these trials that you mentioned. And part of the president's presentation, at least recently, has been that he's being persecuted, particularly because he's such a threat to the election in 2024. And you're suggesting he will, it's possible the judge will tell him he can't talk like that? That is ruled out for a pretrial?
I think under First Amendment, on First Amendment grounds, John, I don't think that any judge would give him a direction like that. But I do think he'll be told, as he's been told in New York, that as a condition of getting access to the discovery in the case, he has to agree, like litigants typically agree, that they won't leak the discovery or use it in a public way until the material becomes part of the public record in the trial. So, for example, in the New York case, they have discovery, for example, that shows the cell phone records of some of the key witnesses and some bank transactions and that kind of stuff. Trump might like to make a big deal over, say, who Stormy Daniels was talking with on the phone and who Michael Cohen was talking with on the phone. He's been told by the judge that if he uses the discovery to make public statements, he'll be held in contempt. But the judge also took pains to say he was not trying to gag Trump or restrict him in any way from saying publicly that he didn't think the case against him was fair. So they're trying to draw a balance, which is going to be fluid and very hard to draw, between the needs of the administration of justice and the needs of a political campaign.
Presidential history about to begin. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,